Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. God bless everyone. Hello, listeners in Blogland. How's everything going for you? How was your day? You had good times? You made it through the bad times? You know what? Regardless of what it is that we've done today, been through today, had to see today, experience today, thank God we're still a part of today. Amen? Thank God that we are still in the land of the living today. Thank you, Jesus. Can you just join with me? Just saying thank you, Jesus. If you're driving in your car, just say thank you, Jesus. Don't worry about what the person next to you may think. Just throw your hand up and just say thank you, Jesus. They think you've been friendly waving to them. Just whatever it is. It's just so many things that we're just so thankful for. And we just must take out the time just to say thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, for just the opportunity to be with you all again. Just a great opportunity. I thank you, Jesus, that I'm feeling much better today. Of course, I've been recuperating from the flu, and so today is a much better day than yesterday. So with every day, I'm getting strength. And one thing about it, with each and every day, I'm still praising the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful to be a part of this day that he has given us, a day that I've never seen before, that I will never see again, but he saw fit to include me in this day. And I'm so grateful for that, so grateful to the Lord for that. And so whatever you're doing right now, I invite you to just take your time and just sit back and relax. Sit back and just let's enjoy the Lord. We invite the Lord to come and be a part of this service tonight. We invite the Lord to come and share with us today. Hallelujah. We invite the Lord to come and touch our hearts today. Come and touch our situations. Come and move in the middle of those stumbling blocks that are standing in between mother and daughter, father and son. Hallelujah. We want to give ourselves completely over to Jesus. In the name of Jesus is where we find our safety. In the name of Jesus is where we're going to find the answers. Instead of getting up, pacing the floor night after night after night, mothers. Oh, fathers, it's time to give ourselves completely to Jesus. Give that child over to Jesus. You'll sleep better at night. I'm a witness to that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we invite Jesus to come and take control. Yeah, I know that bill is due. Yeah, and I know that situation over there still doesn't look any better after all of the crying that you've done. And you've went to all of the people that you know, and you've told them your situation. But it's still looking like it's not changing for you. Oh, but you remember that the word said, and we spoke on last evening, that when we give it over to Jesus, he will take care of you. God will take care of you, sister. I'm so glad that he will take care of the situation. Not only will he teach you how to go through your valleys, he will teach you that once you bring it to him, whether you see it working or not, something in the heavenly realm is already moving, already stirring up on your behalf. Just stay in prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. We're going to start with our scripture, followed by prayer, and then we're going to dive into a little bit of our praise report, and our prayer requests at the end if we have time. If not, we will get them up on our next segment. Remember, we're always constantly praying for you, that we enjoy praying with you. Our Psalms for tonight is going to be Psalms 23. Hallelujah. And it's the Lord's, the Psalms by David. And the Lord is my shepherd, so I shall not be in want. Thank you, Jesus. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Hallelujah. And then he leads me beside quiet waters. This can be in the midst of a storm that he's leading you beside quiet waters. Right now, the situation has got your mind all boggled. You can't cry anymore, tears. But you need to be led because God is able to lead you right now. Not when you see your way through this, but right now, oh, invite God to lead you beside quiet waters. He said he'll give you peace beyond understanding. Hallelujah. Isn't that what you're looking for now? That's what you need. You can't afford to go through another night of the turmoil that you've been going through. Invite the Lord to lead you beside quiet waters in the midst of your storms. Invite the Lord to restore your soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness. Sometimes we take ourselves in so many wrong directions, thinking that we're in the way of righteousness. Hallelujah. But the Lord said that he would guide us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it's different from being dead and being near dead. It's different from being dead and being close to death. Amen? Amen. Amen. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. No evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We come to you boldly to the throne of mercy. I would just come running with just wanting to be in your presence, just thanking you, Jesus, for the opportunity to be in your presence one more day. For being with us throughout the day, for being with our families throughout our day. We just come to you with thanksgiving in our heart and praise on our lips, and we just bow down and worship to you. You're so worthy, and we worship you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for all ministries on the Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for Women in Power. We thank you for Dr. Inetta Cooper and all the founders and visionaries of the Empower family. We thank you, Jesus, for the sickness that's been healed today. We thank you for deliverance that has came today through courtrooms, through family situations, through domestic violence, deliverance, dear Father. I just thank you for deliverance. I feel deliverance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we invite you to come and increase. And may I step back, just move completely out of the way, and just allow you to use me, your vessel, to speak your word. Hallelujah. We need your word. We need to hear your word. We need your presence. We thank you for your presence. We need your anointing over our good times, bad times. Hallelujah. In our happiness, we run to you. We need your presence. We need your anointing. It's not just when we need something because we're in trouble, but we just desire to be with you on a daily basis. So we run boldly to the throne because we love you. We want to learn to love you more. We want to learn how to love you, the things that we should pray for. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask you to give us more strength. We come to you today wanting more knowledge of how to be more determined in our walk, our daily walk. Hallelujah. We cry out. We want to cry out more to you, Jesus. We want you to teach us to refuse any types of defeat so we can refuse any type of offense that would separate us from you. All right, Jesus, we invite you. We open our arms and accept all that you have for us tonight. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we welcome you into this ceremony, into this ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Because we serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. God will perform all things for us. Hallelujah. And one moment before we get started, remember I am still on the fast road now of recovery. There will be a momentarily every now and then I need to take a sip of water, so that was my now. And let's continue. If you are in a difficult situation, and when you need answers from God, if you're not in that situation now, live long enough, you will be. See, even on good days, we're in that situation where we need answers from God. Hallelujah. You want to stay in a good day. You want to stay on your road of righteousness. Because every day is a challenge. Every day you're being challenged to meet, to do something that's outside of righteousness. If you are not being challenged in your daily walk, then you should really do a self-examination and see exactly why. Why would the enemy not be upset with you? Why would the enemy not be concerned with you? Amen? And as we seek God's answers, we need to learn to seek his face. We need to learn to cry out to God. Hallelujah? That is exactly what a mother from the coast of Canaan did. You remember this. She came to Jesus. She refused doubt. She refused offense. She refused any defeat. And that's what we have to be able to do. We can't be in a situation where we're just bowing down to defeat, bowing down to every negative word that is being told to us because we're running to our sisters and our brothers and anybody and everybody except the only somebody who can save anybody who has all of our answers, and that's our Jesus Christ. We got to learn not to bend nor bow. We have got to learn not to accept the physician's word. He may tell us that we're going to die in 2 months. And you know what? We may die in 2 months. But we have the option still, hallelujah, of taking that death statement to the Lord. And if it is our time, it's no shock to any of us that we're all going to die one day. And if it is our time to die within that time frame that the doctor said, we still can have our Father bless, give us answers for how he wants us to live for those 2 months. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We still can choose to give those 2 months over to the Lord, to live the best that you can, to do the best that he wants you to do, to serve someone the best here that he wants you to, that would edify the kingdom, not about us. Hallelujah. You want joy. You serve Jesus, others, and then yourself. Because if you're serving Jesus, he'll lead you to the others that needs to be served, and then he'll take care of yourself. He will give you joy beyond understanding that you could never find. He will take care of you much better than you could. The sources that you're looking for, you would never even imagine that the doors that he would open up for you. Hallelujah. So even if the doctors tell us that we're dying, we still have an option to live those however many days or months or years in Jesus' name. Even though the court rulings may say that you have death penalty or life in prison, we still have the option of going it to the Lord, carrying it to the Lord, because it's many men and women who were on death row are now free, walking outside, living their lives for the Lord. Amen. There are many men and women went into a penitentiary to serve 2 to 5 years and now is on death row and still haven't acknowledged God. Do you see a correlation here? We need Jesus. And we need him now more than for and anytime. We need the Lord. We need to seek his answers. We need his favors. So let's get back to the woman who came to Jesus. She refused doubt. She refused defeat. She refused offense. She refused to just give up. She was determined. And she cried out for her daughter's deliverance. Hallelujah. She cried out for her daughter's deliverance. So she cried out to God. In Matthew 15:22-28. Again, it's Matthew 15:22-28. Matthew is in the New Testament. It's the first book introducing us, closing out the Tanakh, which is the Old Testament, and going into the New Testament. And 15, middle of the book of Matthew, and then verse 22. And it reads, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after you. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Hallelujah. Just want to read it in another translation here real quickly. Let me find that here in the NIV. Hallelujah. The Canaanite woman. And we're just going to start at 21. And again, we're just going to go to right where we were, to 28. The faith of the Canaanite woman. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out. We must be able to cry out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from a demon possessed. Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. So immediately, apparently, you know, she just didn't stop. He didn't answer her, but she still was crying out to him. So much to the fact that the disciples came to Jesus. Hallelujah. The disciples came and said, Lord, shall we send her away? Because she just keeps crying out to you. Send her away, for she just keeps crying out after us. She's following us. She keeps crying out to you, Jesus. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. See, she knew that she had the source. She knew that he was the source. She knew that he was able to help her. Hallelujah. When you know that you know that you know, it doesn't matter how many people who are hearing, listening with their mind, and they tell you it doesn't make sense to them because five senses tell them this and that. But when you know that you know that you know that you've tapped into the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, you just can't get up and turn around. You're going to lay there. You're going to cry out until your answer, till you receive your answer. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to cry out to the Lord. Don't be afraid to cry out until you receive your answer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Yes, Lord, she said. Yes, Lord. But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted, and your daughter was healed from that very hour. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Great faith. See, this mother that begged at the feet of Jesus for the healing of her demon-possessed daughter in Matthew 15:22-28 was my kind of lady, my kind of mother, my kind of sister, my kind of prayer partner, my kind of friend. She knew what she wanted, and she was determined to get it. That situation going on in your child's life right now, in my child's life, your my coworker's child's life? As parents, we have to be willing and able to stand up for it. We got to be willing and able to be determined to cry out to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 She knew what she wanted. It didn't matter what others thought or about or what others said. It didn't matter. When it comes to you and yours, many times we get just diligently seek the Lord, seeking answers. We're just in there. However, when it comes to mine, or it comes to your sisters here or your brothers there, or somebody in your prayer circle comes in with a prayer request about something, it's not touching you personally, and so it's not that important. You said, oh, that's a shame. Oh, God bless. But you don't never stop to get deep into it. You don't let it penetrate you. It's a difference then. That's where we have to draw the line. That's where we need to make a change from. We've got to learn to come boldly to the throne with all the requests. Hallelujah. We got to be as concerned for our sister as we are for ourselves. Don't run behind and talk about somebody else's daughter who got pregnant out of wedlock. We should be praying for them, praying with them, because if it could happen to you, it could happen to yours. Hallelujah. It's nothing that you did so righteously. You give them the word and you train them up. They're going to travel down a road of pit holes. And if they fall into this one and not that one, all of ours fall. We all fall short. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It didn't matter to her what others thought. It didn't matter to her what the people on her pew were saying or on her street had to say. She didn't give us any second concerns about the opinion of those people. Yeah, well, flesh. Yeah, it doesn't feel good. All she could think of is keeping her mind on was about getting her daughter delivered. When my kids are in trouble, when my kids are slipping, when my kids aren't doing the things according to the word, it's no longer according to mom's word, but it's according to God's word. It's according to leading them in a prosperity life here. Now, remember, this ain't no financial prosperity. Yeah, you can gain the whole world, but if you lose your soul, well, what have you gained? No, that's easy. That's fine. But to gain, yeah, you don't want to be, your needs need to be met. Don't get me wrong. But to be traveling in the desire and the purpose of their being here, then it's the only thing that matters to me at that time. It's getting them delivered from whatever it is that's standing in their way. Whatever that stumbling block is, finding the source, the root cause of it, and leading them through their valley around that stumbling block, getting them delivered from whatever it is. And she, like myself, like all of us as strong parents, we repeatedly cry out for mercy from Jesus. Hallelujah. Now just think about, can you hear the cry of all the mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, grandparents, all around the world for mercy from Jesus? Lord, we need your mercy. Hallelujah. Call out their name. Lord, we need your mercy for them. Mercy for our kids. One by one and all their individual items, issues, problems. Hallelujah. On their jobs, in their homes. We need your mercy. Oh, aren't you just glad that Jesus said, new mercies every day. New mercies every day. There's no, it doesn't empty out. Hallelujah. There's no bucket that turns empty and said, no, you've had your share for today. No, you've had your request for today. No more mercy for you. You used it on that situation. Now you don't have any room for this situation. But new mercies every day. You can't run out of God's mercies. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. And this is what this mother was crying out. Crying out, mercy on my daughter. And when she didn't get an answer from Jesus, she didn't turn and get up and go hit the bottle. She didn't turn and get up and go hit the bar. She didn't turn and get up and go hit the man. She didn't turn and go cheat on her spouse. Hallelujah. Amen. But let's see what did she do? She turned to his disciples for help. She said, you're with him. You're his disciples. You are him. What he's got, you got to have some of it. She pestered them. So much until the disciples came to Jesus to get her off of their back. You ever had somebody who just pester you? They may get your number and just call you all the time, just call in, just ring-a-ring-a-ring. It's me. What you doing? Ring-a-ring-a-ring. Pestering. Oh, what would it be like if we took that spirit that's on the person like that, and when we say, God, why is this person pestering me? Could it be that the Holy Spirit is trying to touch you and trying to get you to learn something from that person? If you take nothing else, take the pestering and take it as being determined and seek the Lord with that. Now, what if you is always on your knees, are always in your car, and everything that you can think about, you're including God with it. Every decision, you're just like, what do you think, Holy Father? Ooh, Holy Father, thank you for another day. Oh, Holy Father, thank you for letting me make it through that light. Ooh, Holy Father, thank you for letting me have a great day at work. Oh, Holy Father, what do you want me to do today? Oh, thank you, Holy Father. I love you too. I hear your voice. Thank you for letting me hear your voice. Hallelujah. Thank you for letting me be able to understand when I hear you with the Spirit and teaching me how to respond. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, she had a pestering spirit because she was going to do whatever it takes. Have you ever been that determined? Have you ever locked your focus on God? On God's word until you got what you came for? Hallelujah. That mother could have given up. She could have gotten offended when her pleading seemed to be ignored by Jesus and his disciples. She could have lashed out in anger. Amen? Amen? She could have lashed out in anger. Hallelujah. But because she was pure of heart, concerned only with the need of her daughter, she got Jesus' attention. What's, you know, another thing that a lot of times that we do is we start to accept it. Amen. We start to accept it. And we start to go forth and we say, that's just the way she is. She's been messed up like that for the longest. And then we start to look back at when we remember before those times. But she was a sweet little girl. Oh, he was such a sweet little boy. I don't know what happened. And now I just had to throw my hands up. I had to give him up. I can't even be around with him. I can't even be a part of his life. Yeah, we may have to step back out of the foolishness that's going on in their life, but don't give up. Be determined. Cry out to the Lord. Get a pestering spirit. Focus. Get a focus on God's word and stay focused on it until you get what you came for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Until you get what you came for. Hallelujah. I preach a sermon as Push. I think first preached it back in 2004. And God knows it just works there every time. You just pray until something happens. Pray until something happens. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everything's not a quick thing. Certain things are to be learned through these steps so we and our individuals we're praying for don't immediately fall back into those traps. Sometimes God has to take them through the process so they can see what it is and how it's really affecting them. So when they do get out of it, they can say, I never, ever want to go back into that again. Because not only did I mess up my life, I was messing up this person, and then you get to see all the angles that it was destroying. If you have dominoes set up and you tilt one over, if the last one on that end can't never see the beginning point, all they know is when it's at a certain point, they got knocked over. But if they can get up and walk around and see what started that destruction, they have an option to make a change. And choose not to stay in that line. Or the leading one has an option to choose maybe not to lean over so far. Because it's not only am I going to fall in the one next to me, but I didn't know that it lay all the way around. Hallelujah. We have to be the one that makes that decision. I'm going to choose to be faithful in my marriage. Because it's not just going to destroy my life, but everyone that is entwined with us, friends, families, could set up a stronghold that would be generations maybe to be broken. I'm not going to teach my kids a thievering spirit. It's okay to steal this and steal that. Because what you're going to do when they go out here and start robbing banks? Or they can't steal from nobody else, and they hit you in the head to steal from you. Hallelujah. 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 You got to get focused. You can't give up. You can't get angry just because you feel like you've been ignored. You got to remember there's something in the heavenly realms. It's stirring up on your behalf, whether you see it or not. Said, when you can't see my plan, please just trust my word. Trust me. Trust me. You can't see why this is going on. You don't understand it, but trust me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You got to be determined. You got to be determined. You've got to be pure in heart. Have your heart right. Hallelujah. And when you line yourself up with Jesus, that's when you will get the attention of Jesus. The Amplified Version says, and he answered, it is not right, meaning proper or becoming or fair, to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Now, that would have ticked off some people. Some people that would have just, that would have did it. That would have just did it. But you know, this was a very unusual woman. This was a strong woman. That's where we got to be. She said, yes, Lord, yet even the little pups eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Instead of walking off in defeat, she was determined to press on in faith and get the attention of Jesus. Then Jesus answered her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you wish. As her daughter was cured from that moment. Faith always pleases God, and the great faith of this dear mother made a demand on the power of the anointed one that day. Her daughter was instantly delivered from the devil because she cried out to God, because she refused to be defeated, and she refused to be offended. See, if you're born again, you have access to God's throne. You have access to the throne room. You don't have to worry about him calling you a dog when you approach him with your need. See, the good news is that Jesus shed his blood to purchase salvation, to purchase deliverance, to purchase healing, to purchase prosperity for you, your family, and all that call upon his name. Hallelujah. So let's kick the devil out of the territory and refuse defeat. Enforce the word of God in your life and refuse to back off. You got to refuse to back off. Refuse to back off until you have what belongs to you. Although the devil may try to discourage you, he may try to plant doubt in your head, try to plant doubt in your heart about God's promises. You don't see anything happening now, do you? You don't see, you're still suffering. You're still in pain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've got to remember, even though you can't see it happening, something is already happening in the spiritual realm in your behalf. Hallelujah. Keep praying till you get your manifestation. You can make a quality decision to guard your heart, guard your mouth, and refuse to speak defeat. I don't care how far it is down. Refuse to speak defeat. Colossians 2, 6, and 7 in the Amplified Bible says, as you have therefore received Christ, even Jesus the Lord, so walk, regulate your life, and conduct yourselves in union with and conform to him. Have the roots of your being firmly and deeply planted in him, fixed and found in him, being continually built up in him. He'll build you up. You've got to seek him. Put your faith in him. Seek him. Excuse me, sisters and brothers. And let him build you up where you are becoming increasingly more confirmed. You'll find yourself becoming increasingly more established, increasingly more stronger. and faith, just as you were taught, until it becomes overflowing. You become overflowing with thanksgiving. And just like this mother was determined, and Jesus told her, "Oh, woman, great is your faith. If you stay there, you continue to press. Press on, my sisters. Press on, my brothers. Don't give in and don't give out. Do not bend and do not bow down to the things that is wrong about him." Hallelujah. I know that it may get hard, but don't take a night off that you're going out to get drunk tonight because nobody knows what I'm going through. Don't take a night off that this is the night I'm just going to hit the pipe one time because I just need to escape and get away from my troubles. Every crackhead, every alcoholic started with just one hit, one drink. Hallelujah. Stay in the word. Hallelujah. Amen. I see you in the chat room. God bless you. Hallelujah. Be determined. If you're not in a situation right now, live on. Tomorrow may be your day. But I tell you one thing, once you find the method, it will work over and over and over and over again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The word tells us to be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. And that's what we want to continue to do. Stay strong in the Lord. There is no room for compromise. This is not a time to give up. Look around you. This is not a time to accept defeat. Why would you be with the inflation like it is today? Up and down. Wall Street is flying one day high and the next day into the lows. Where would you be if you put all of your emotions into that? If you decided to turn away from the Lord now, just because you can't see the answer yet. This is not a time to give up. This is not a time to accept defeat. This is not a time to listen to your sisters and your brothers as they give you words of offense. If I was you, I would just throw him out. I would give up on that marriage. If I was you, I would just let that child go on and do what they want to do. I wouldn't even pay them any more attention. If I were you, I would just go ahead and lay down and die. You know what you're going through. Only you know the pain you're feeling. If I were you, I would go ahead and get ready to go to prison. You know that court case, they're not going to let you do this. They're not going to let you walk away. Words of offense. Words of defeat. And they hide behind a smiling face that say that I am your friend. I'm just telling you because I care for you. That's why I'm telling you these words. Prepare yourself. You don't have to accept that. Hallelujah. So many people are so easily offended, never realizing that it stops the power of God in their life. I tell you all the time, if you are going to worry, don't pray. And if you're going to pray, don't worry. Hallelujah. If you're going to worry, then you're not allowing God to do it. You're not allowing him to handle it. So if you really don't want him to handle it, then you do your worrying by yourself. But if you really want to see a situation move, if you really want to give it into the Lord's hand, then you need to leave it there. You need not worry. In Matthew 13:57 and 57 to 58, let's just do the one verse for the sake of time here. Yeah, we're running pretty slow. So that's close to our limit. So let's go here. Matthew 57:13, 57 and 58, Jesus shows us that offense stopped the mighty works from flowing to people in his homeland of Nazareth. And they were offended in him, it reads. But Jesus said unto them, "A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house." And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Think of all the things he could have done, all of the help that they needed. But he did not. Many mighty works there because of their unbelief, because of their doubt. Jesus also said, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Hallelujah. That's in Luke 7:23. Blessed is he who's not offended in me. Blessed is he who does not hear me, just listen to me with their mind. Well, I got five senses, and it doesn't make sense to me what the Bible is saying. It doesn't make sense to me that God would be able to work me out of this situation. Come on, five senses tell you that. See, you're hearing. You're just listening. You're not hearing. You're listening with your mind. You're relying on your mind. You're relying on your five senses. Hallelujah. But we've got to hear with our spirit. We've got to be able to hear with our spirit and understand and then do something when he tells us. When we hear him, we need to act on it. If we're just listening, we're not going to hear his voice. Hallelujah. We're not going to hear his voice. So if you want blessings and you want mighty works of God in your life, you must refuse offense. Just send it back to the devil. Send it back to hell. Send it back to the evil one. And tell him, I refuse to accept it into my heart. My brother used to have a sign over his door that said, check your demons at the door, because I refuse to have them up in here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So just send it back to the devil and refuse to accept it. You don't have to accept it just because the person who's telling you the offensive or defeat word is a family member. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to start a confusion, but you can say, I step not to believe that. Yeah, they may turn and say, well, that crazy evangelist Vaughn don't believe that she's dying, and the doctor just told her she got 2 months to live. But that's okay. Like this woman, it doesn't matter what others are saying. It only matters what Jesus Christ is saying. And if he says, yes, you only got that few months to live, choose to live those in, is still in Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You can't afford to put this negative, defeated spirit in your heart. The price is too high. We're losing our children every day. Why is divorce rates in our Christian life as high as it is out in the world? Because we're accepting the world's defeat. We're accepting the world's word and how they say it's going to be, how they say things are. You don't fight for your marriage now. You just give up. Just get another one. But we got to go on God's word. The price is too high. Offense is designed by the enemy to keep you down, to stop your answers. If you allow it to stay in your heart, it just doesn't set there, but it begins to grow like a weed. And then it'll start to choke your seed out. Any belief and faith you had, it'll choke it out. The word says, oh, quickly, but I really need to give you this. The word says, and some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, you got to have a root. You got to be rooted in the Lord. And because it had no root, it withered away. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground. Who then, when they have heard the word, immediately receives it with gladness? Go on emotions. They feel the goosebumps and the whole thing. And have no root in themselves. And so endure but for a time. And afterwards, when affliction or persecution arises from the word's sake, immediately they're offended. And you look on that pew and you said, what happened to Sister So-and-so? What happened to Brother Every Sunday Was Here? What happened to the family who said they were dedicated? What happened? What happened? What drove them away when they said they were so into the word that they loved the Lord? What happened? Some affliction came, and some way they allowed defeat to come upon them. Mark 4, 5, 6, and I skipped then over to 16 and 17. Hallelujah. Tonight, I remind everyone this morning that we've got to make a quality decision to walk in love, to walk in forgiveness. That is exactly what the mother with the great faith did when she kept asking Jesus for a mighty work in her daughter. When he didn't answer her and later called her a dog, she had to refuse offense. She couldn't even afford the expense of offense, and neither can we. So never give up on the promise of God. He has so many good things in store for your life. Psalms 34:10 says, they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Oh, I urge you to continue to seek after God, and you will see him perform all the things for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we just want to say our love. Thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. We invited you to take control and to give us the word. And now we don't want our word to go without being a root. We ask you, Father, that you give us a cause, give us the urge, the desire in our hearts to come forth boldly, seeking your face, seeking your answers, seeking your direction, dear Father, in our daily walk with you, Jesus. We ask you to have mercy on our lives, on our situations as afflictions and persecution comes our way. May we be determined to cry out to you, Lord. May we be determined to do not bend and do not bow. May we stay concerned in your word until we get the answers that we need to go for. Dear Father, may the word that we have heard on this evening, dear Father, not just stay with us, but may we spread this seed out to help someone else along the way. We ask you, dear Father, your blessings on all of the ones that are in the archives or in the chat rooms tonight. Gemini Eyes, God bless you, God bless you. Amen, 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 amen. God bless you. And you're right. That's exactly some of the things that is going on. We do have that link to wanting power and money. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And I just want to take a moment just to invite anyone who has not met my friend. I'm a big bragger on my friend. And once you meet him, so will you. Have you met my friend Jesus today? If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I would like to just take this opportunity to introduce you to the greatest friend you'll ever have. As you pray these words, if you believe them with your heart, the Bible says that you will be born again, according to Romans 10, 9, and 10. Jesus came into my life. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all of my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart. Make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. I accept all that your blood shed bought for me on the cross. And I receive you as my Savior and Lord. In the name of Jesus, in your powerful name I pray. Amen. Now, if you just prayed this prayer, congratulations. Hallelujah. You are a new creature in Christ. And as 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the New Testament says, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become near. I'm going to give you that one more time because somebody's going to say, what do you mean you've changed? Where do you see that at? After all the things you've done in life, you tell them it's in 2 Corinthians 5:17. That's chapter 5, start at 17. All things have passed away. All things have become new. And friends, if you have, you do at this point, don't let no one give you a defeative word, because you have a whole new life with Jesus to look forward to, starting right now. Your slate is clean before God right now. Anything that you need from the Lord, He is willing and able to give to you right now. This is right now the time that you need to, hallelujah, congratulate yourself. Pat yourself on the back. Don't let nobody take it away from you. If there's anything I can do to assist you on your walk, if you need some biblical material to get started, you need a Bible, you can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Again, walkwithmegod@aol.com or walkwithmelord@yahoo.com. If you need to reach me by phone, you can dial me. If I doesn't answer, please leave a message at 210-264-5287. Amen. Well, God bless you. God keep you. Again, this is Evangelist Von Dumas of Tri Anointed Ministries. Again, I will spell the name. Someone has told me many times when they, in written correspondence to me for prayer requests, they need the name spelled. It is Von. It's V as in Victor, O-N. That's all. Just stop that just for a second. Let's make sure we have that. It's Von, V as in Victor, O-N, Dumas, D-U-M-E-S. Amen. Evangelist Von Dumas from Tri Anointed Ministries, also the chaplain for the Women in Power for Texas and the local chapter president for Women in Power for San Antonio. God bless you all. God keep you. Gemini Eyes, you have a wonderful night. I thank you so much for stopping in. God bless you. Until the next time, good night. Hello?